I am really hopeful. I believe that with a Republican president and a Republican Senate and a conservative Republican House of Representatives, we'll actually be able to get some stuff done.
The 34-year-old Gates, an attorney from Fort Walton Beach, collected 69% of the vote over Democratic nominee Stephen Specht to succeed 1st District Congressman Jeff Miller, who's retiring after 8 terms.
For so long, Republicans have been talking about repealing Obamacare, about tax reform, and about creating a regulatory climate that will allow the economy to grow. But we haven't made much progress because there's been so much gridlock. But we have one party government now in the United States of America, and so we better get to solving these problems.
Gates is on board with President-elect Donald Trump's call to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. But repeal is one thing. What about replacing Obamacare?
I don't believe that Washington can replace Obamacare with any sort of one-size-fits-all health care system. I'm going to be a voice to devolve a lot of the health care decisions back to the states. Then I believe best practices will emerge that can be replicated.
Another issue to be tackled in the upcoming session is tax reform. Trump has proposed both a massive tax cut and spending to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. Gates, who chaired the House Finance and Taxation Committee in Tallahassee, believes the two can coexist.
And our approach was that we didn't need more taxes and higher taxes to be able to create more revenue. We needed more taxpayers. And when you create a fair tax code, when you reduce tax rates across the board, then the whole economy begins to grow.
While the GOP has controlled the legislative branch and now gets the executive branch, some Democrats were also elected to first terms, including former Florida Governor Charlie Crist. Gates says he'll draw upon his time in the legislature to reach across the aisle.
When Democrats brought good ideas that improved quality of life for people to make the government work better, I always tried to be open-minded. Many of the challenges we face as a country don't have a particular partisan leaning to them. It's just about how to make things work the right way.
It's been said that freshman congressmen are like children. They should be seen and not heard. Gates is not buying into that.
I have no interest in just being an extra in someone else's movie or kowtowing to the leadership of either party. You know, my job is to fight for Northwest Florida. That's exactly what I'll do.
One area in which the fight will be engaged, says Gates, is protecting Northwest Florida's military mission.
We've got remarkable military installations and military assets throughout Northwest Florida. There are people all over America who would like to have some of that mission, and so we've got to defend it with a whip and a chair.
To that end, Matt Gates also wants to succeed Jeff Miller as a member of the House Armed Services Committee. He also praised Miller for his 15 years in the House, his conservative stances, and his high integrity.
He's been a senior member on the Armed Services Committee. He's made major changes at the VA for our veterans. He's been a mentor of mine for many years, and he has really stepped up to assist in the transition to my service in the Congress. I'll make the bold prediction that President-elect Trump will reach out to Jeff Miller.
Miller, who's also the outgoing chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, is said to be under consideration by the Trump administration as a possible candidate for VA secretary. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.